Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, things may be moving at a slower pace for many this year, but not for Saxo, it seems. The Saxo Bank Group recorded record high levels of new clients and a continued inflow of clients' assets in the first half of 2020. The direct client base grew more than 80,000 new active clients, bringing the group to a record high total of more than 620,000 clients. To find out more about what's pushing and boosting this growth, we're joined on the line today by Adam Reynolds, and he's the Asia Pacific CEO at Saxo Markets. Adam, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolute pleasure, Rachel. Thank you for having me.
Brilliant. So, Adam, maybe you can start off by telling us, you know, Saxo Bank Group welcomed a record high levels of new clients and, you know, a continued inflow of client assets in the first half of 2020. What kind of numbers are we looking at in terms of the growth that you've seen in previous years and how much this has really changed in 2020?
Yeah, sure. So I mean, it's definitely the highest that we've ever seen by, you know, a multiple of what we've seen in previous years. So more than double the number of new clients, and in fact, the amount of client assets that we had doubled over the course of the 12 months from June 2019 to June 2020. So we're very pleased with that. And of course, Singapore is a very important office for Saxo. It's one of the biggest offices that Saxo has globally, and was a key contributor to that growth in new clients and client assets.
So tell us more about what's driving this growth in the number of active clients that you're having at the moment. I mean, I'm assuming that the pandemic may have something to do with this.
Yeah, for sure. Look, people have been very interested in looking at the volatility in the market and investing into the market on the big dip that we had during the course of March and April. Retail investors were actually quite early to start selling in late February. They did quite a bit of selling into March, but then turned around and started buying from April onwards. And retail's been people been talking about retail buying for some time now, even as all the professionals think that the market was going to collapse further. And we've been seeing a lot of that ourselves through our own client base.
So how do you see demands shifting from clients? I mean, what are investors looking for? What kind of products? Obviously, they're trying to perhaps balance what's happening in terms of the volatility in the market.
It's a mixture of different client bases that we have. We have people who are actively trading, and they're trading in the foreign exchange and the futures and so on. And you know, they're a certain subsegment of what we have. But in general, from the investors, we're seeing huge flows into the ETFs, as we have seen for some time now. That has accelerated. But also people picking up the key names that you're hearing, Apples and the Teslas, and the Facebooks, so on, of this world, have all been, you know, strong performers for us. In fact, the two biggest stocks that we've seen really this year have been Apple and Tesla, and they continue to dominate the activity on single names. But the bigger volumes are coming through in the ETFs.
ETFs, that's interesting. And what kind of ETFs are we looking at? I mean, we've seen a lot of growth here in Singapore. We're looking at gold ETFs, or which particular sectors are you looking at?
Really across all asset classes, largely international equities, definitely gold and commodities in general, not so much in the fixed income space, but international equities across all the different segments and across all the index following ETFs as well.
You know, but that said, Adam, markets have been extremely volatile at the moment. So maybe you can share with us, how are you advising your clients on how to navigate the current landscape?
Look, I think it remains a very difficult landscape. And I think that the key factor at the moment is the return of inflation expectations amongst retail investors, even though economists are not really following that track yet. But you're seeing it in the increase in the price of gold. You're seeing it in the increase in other commodities around as well, like lumber. So there's definitely people's expectations on inflation are growing, and you're also seeing it in things like the Michigan Inflation Expectations Index. And that's what people are looking at our platform for, because we have such a broad range of different assets that they can buy to reflect those inflation views.
What would you look at in terms of portfolio diversification to have a balanced portfolio at the moment in the current market to help, you know, counter that volatility that we're seeing?
Yeah, I think it's very difficult to be long fixed income at the moment with all interest rates around zero. Unless you think that rates are going to go negative significantly, then I think that you're replacing some of the fixed income assets that you would have in your portfolio with commodities. Makes sense. But having a globally diversified portfolio between equities and commodities is probably the best advice that I would give at the moment.
How are you adjusting and adapting your product offerings, though, as a result of COVID-19 and this increased and significant increase in new clients that you have on board?
Well, our platform is very scalable, so we haven't had to sort of do anything in terms of hiring new people, though we've obviously had to ramp up our onboarding capabilities, digital onboarding. But in terms of engaging with clients, we've spent a lot more time doing webinars with clients, and also we have a lot more interaction on our platform with training and market information. I think we've had a pickup of 2.5 times in terms of the activity we had with our clients in the first half of 2020. Compared to 2019, when we're looking at webinars and research and so on within our platform.
And so investor education is really key then. Would you say the majority of the new clients that you've got coming on board are relatively green?
It's a bit of a mixture, really. We do have a significant number of relatively new investors, and I think investor education is key for them. They're also coming for our managed portfolios and our regular savings plan. But we also have a lot of people who have been in the market for some time. They've worked in financial markets. They understand the different products that we have available. So it's a very broad spectrum for us with our clients.
Adam, so what would you say then to investors that are, you know, perhaps watching the markets, for those that are looking to perhaps trade on the volatility that we're seeing in the markets to make up for perhaps a decrease in salary or decrease in bonus as a result of what we're seeing happening in the wider COVID-19 environment and the impact that that's happening on the business market, the working market? What would you say to them in terms of what they should be cautious of in the current environment?
Oh, I don't think anyone should start trading just because they've lost income or that sort of thing. I think that trading is something that takes a specific skill set and a specific amount of knowledge. And I think a lot of reading and a lot of research is required for people to understand how to trade in the market. But I think investing a portfolio is something that that everyone can do and should do, and they should be preparing and looking at the long term for investments. And that's why I think a well-balanced portfolio geographically and between equities and commodities makes a lot of sense in this environment.
So going forward, you mentioned geographically, what are you looking out for in the year ahead? Obviously, we've got the current ongoing pandemic, we've got the US elections just around the corner. What's on your horizon?
Obviously, the larger NASDAQ S&P 500 big mega caps are driving the market in the US at the moment. I'm not personally involved reaching for that. I'm much more focused on commodities. But in the equity side, I like the Asian equity story. I think Asia has dealt with the crisis better than other locations. And I think that the bounce back in Asia is something that I'd be looking to be involved with for the equities going forward.
Where are you on the vaccine story? Because that seems to be impacting markets almost on a daily basis as soon as we have news of a new potential vaccine coming out.
I think it's inevitable that we get some successful vaccines over the next sort of 3 months, being announced that they've passed their trials. I think that the distribution of vaccines is going to be difficult and slower than the market expects. So I don't think that they're going to have an impact over this Northern Hemisphere winter because they need to go out to the essential workers first.
Okay, well, Adam, it's been absolutely wonderful talking to you. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thanks very much, Rachel. Nice chat.
Thanks. We've been speaking with Adam Reynolds, and he's the Asia Pacific CEO at Saxo Markets.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.